Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Four syllables. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about the company Four Syllables. Four Syllables. This is a company based in Australia. They are a web content management firm, and they help provide writing and content strategies for websites. They help, not only will they help with writing of the website, but they also help you develop and structure your content. Doing research, testing the content to see if it's understandable, testing the site's usability and to some extent accessibility, and the list goes on. To find out more information about their services, go to foursyllables.com.au. Again, the number is foursyllables.com.au. And the reason that I am putting this tip up is because they put together workshops with in partnership with Vision Australia. And they go around and give workshops and presentations on how to make websites more accessible. In addition, they also have a group of articles on their website concerning accessibility. And I just want to quickly go over a couple of the tips that they put into these articles. These articles are very beneficial if you are a writer of websites or if you... Not even if you're a writer, but also if you are just an end user and you want to tell people why their website isn't accessible, but you're not quite sure how to do that, these articles give you some ideas on what to mention.
Content and user experience consulting services, Four Syllables, Mozilla for WebCon. Articles, Four Syllables, Mozilla Firefox. Articles, Four.
So I'm at the page, and I'm going to put the link to this series of articles in the show notes so you don't have to go hunting and pecking on their website to find it.
Articles, heading level 1.
And this is a list of the articles that they're going to cover.
Heading list dialogue.
In this series.
Abbreviations, accessibility for web writers, part 14, 2.
They talk about abbreviations and how this can be very troublesome for folks with screen readers.
Unusual words, accessibility for web writers, part 13, 2.
The same goes for unusual words.
Language of parts, accessibility for web writers, part 12, 2. Section headings, accessibility for...
They also talk about the importance of headings when creating web pages.
Headings and labels, accessibility for web...
And labels, of course. Labeling images is also
link
one of the
purpose,
things
accessibility
they talk
for
about.
Web writers, part 9, 2. Page titles, accessibility for...
They also talk about the importance of clearly labeling the title of a web page.
Images of text, accessibility for web writers, part 7.
Talking about the text and images and how that may be difficult to read. And also, if you put images of text on the page, you know, the big block of text, but it's an image... that might be also difficult for people to read.
Article.
You get the idea. There are 14 different things here. I won't go through them all. But there are 14 different articles, and on this site, each heading is a link, so you can go into that little heading and read more about the article. They put the first paragraph of the article on this site here, but you can go into each heading and read the article. So this is quite a useful site. They have other articles and resources about web writing, about web page writing and content that are free. You can get them from the site. They're workshops, of course. You have to pay them to put on the workshop and find the venue for it. And you also have to pay for them, of course, to design the content and user experience that you want on your website. Most of the people that they have contracts with are the Australian federal government, a few banks and other corporations in Australia, and a few nonprofits, and also, of course, universities across the country. I don't think they work outside of the country. However, they have a lot of articles and resources that other people across the world may find useful. And so I thought I would bring this to your attention. Again, it's foursyllables.com. I will put a link to the article about accessibility in the show notes for this tip. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.